Good afternoon. A mild southerly wind flow persists across the region, pushing temperatures well through the 30s and 40s on their way to the 50s in some cases this afternoon. Cold air has been trapped in valley locations from the overnight hours and into the morning. It'll take more time for that Arctic air to get scoured out of the valleys, but still, even the lowest elevations will see temperatures climb well into the 40s and lower 50s. So as that storm approaches, we'll have precipitation breaking out and falling heavily at times, and mainly in the form of rain. There could still be a few pockets of freezing rain in some of the deeper mountain valleys, especially in central and northern Vermont, but most everyone will see liquid precipitation and remain above 32 degrees through the afternoon. Tonight, as the storm passes, colder air will flow back in, so we'll have evening rain and snow showers, then we'll dry it out overnight with some fog as temperatures dip back into the 20s. This will leave us with a quieter weather pattern through the middle of the week. Still lots of clouds and a few passing showers tomorrow. Highs back into the upper 30s, and colder high pressure coming in for Thursday will produce lots of sunshine, but highs will be back into the lower 30s. Another disturbance will approach during the day Friday with increasing clouds, and there is the chance for some light snow after dark Friday night. Readings will be back up into the lower to mid-30s, and leftover rain and snow showers to open the weekend on Saturday with highs into the lower 40s. The second half of the weekend will be pleasant and comfortable for this time of year with high pressure keeping it dry, highs back into the lower to mid-40s before dipping back into the 30s by early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that strong storm tracking northward along the crest of the Appalachians will have a multitude of precipitation types associated with it, with the highest snowfall totals just to the north and west of the low track. This will be mainly across northwestern Pennsylvania and western New York. Winter storm warnings are in effect for these areas for 8 to 15 inches of snow, mainly across the Rochester and Buffalo area south into Bradford and Erie, Pennsylvania. Ice accretion, though, could lead to power outages in portions of the Virginias, Pennsylvania, and the higher terrain of western Maryland. Winter storm warnings are also out in these locations. And in the milder air to the east coast, heavy rain and thunderstorms will be possible, and some of the storms could be severe. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Lake Forest, California, to a low of 26 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and wind in the mid-50s, Boston, rain and wind in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, snow, heavy at times with 5 to 7 inches by the end of the day and highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 61, set in 2006, and the record low, 20 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:28 p.m., 10 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain this afternoon, winding down as scattered showers toward evening, with highs in the middle and upper 40s. A few rain and snow showers overnight tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain heavy at times today, areas of fog with highs in the mid-50s. Rain showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with some fog overnight tonight and lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain, perhaps heavy at times this afternoon, transitioning back to snow heading through the evening hours with temperatures starting in the middle 40s, then sliding during the afternoon and evening. Rain and snow showers tonight, areas of fog with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain heavy at times this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 50s. Areas of fog around through the afternoon, rain showers tonight, then mostly cloudy with more fog overnight and lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Rain, heavy at times this afternoon, areas of fog with highs around 50. Rain showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight and lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler, a passing rain or snow shower in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny, lower 30s on Thursday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Friday, some light snow developing toward and then after dark, lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered rain and snow showers Saturday, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s on Sunday. And for Monday, a chance for some light snow and highs back into the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.